With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump's special envoy holds talks with Russian President Putin in Moscow. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After U.S. officials met with Ukrainian officials in Florida over the weekend, the diplomatic effort shifts to Russia.
This is sort of the shuttle diplomacy that you've seen from this administration play out, where we speak equally with both sides.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says presidential envoy Steve Witkoff will be discussing the proposed U.S. peace plan with Putin. Administration officials point to progress, but also say key sticking points remain. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Bitcoin and companies tied to cryptocurrencies extending a two-month swoon Monday, tracking with a broader market sell-off in technology companies that many see as overvalued. Bitcoin slid 5.6%, settling in at 86,000. That record was 126,000 just 6 weeks ago. Black ice, snow, heavy fog, making for some nasty travel conditions in the Midwest, while the Northeast is gearing up for its first major snowstorm of the season. Meteorologist Rich Otto of the National Weather Service.
It looks like it's going to be a relatively fast-moving storm system. So, and the rain snow line looks to be west, generally west of I-95, so from Boston down to D.C., generally should be rain. It may start off as snow at the onset, early Tuesday morning, but then changing over to rain.
Investigation continues in Stockton, California, following the Saturday shooting at a child's birthday party. Three children and one adult were killed, 11 people wounded. Family members were just getting ready to cut the cake at the toddler's party when gunfire suddenly interrupted. So far, no arrest. This is SRN News. Christmas celebrations underway in Bethlehem.
After a two-year hiatus because of the war in Gaza, believers in the City of Christ's Birth are cautiously planning to publicly enjoy the holiday. The annual tree lighting ceremony in Bethlehem is set for December 6th, and it is hoped that at least a few tourists will make the trip. President Trump has been trying to secure a lasting end to the war, which was sparked by the 2023 attack on Israel by Hamas, which is accused of repeatedly violating the current ceasefire. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Japanese court ruling the government does not have to legalize gay marriage in the last of six cases expected to be brought to the Supreme Court for a final and definitive ruling, possibly next year. Tokyo High Court says marriage under Japanese law is largely expected to be a union between men and women in a decision that reverses a lower court ruling last year. This is SRN News. In case you are not aware, it's on your driver license. Just look and you'll see it. Regardless of what state you live, there are new airport fees of $45 for any American who cannot produce a real ID on your driver's license when flying.
Real ID has been required since May, but passengers without it have been allowed to clear security with extra screening. According to the Department of Homeland Security, 94% of passengers already have real ID. The $45 fee is meant to get those 6% without it to get it. Real ID is designed to meet enhanced requirements mandated in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. It shows up on IDs as a white star and a yellow circle. TSA officials say paying the fee does not guarantee verification, and travelers with identities that cannot be verified may be turned away. If approved, the verification covers a 10-day travel period. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More details, srnnews.com.